USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump's legal team lost again. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia Friday rejected the campaign's latest effort to challenge the state's election results. The three-judge panel are all Republican appointees, including Judge Stefanos Bibas, who was appointed by Trump. He wrote for the panel, quote, "Calling an election unfair does not make it so. Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here." Trump's lawyers vowed to appeal to the Supreme Court. South Dakota became the latest state to see at least one COVID-19 death for every 1,000 residents. The country also surpassed 13 million coronavirus cases. The tally comes as a new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates about 1 in 8 coronavirus infections nationwide were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The United Kingdom is making sure the world's biggest tech companies are not dominating their country. Lance Pride with details from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
An Iranian scientist named by the West as the leader of the Islamic Republic's disbanded military nuclear program was killed Friday in an ambush on the outskirts of Tehran. Iran's foreign minister alleged the killing of the scientist bore serious indications of an Israeli role but did not elaborate. Israel, long suspected of killing several Iranian nuclear scientists a decade ago, declined to immediately comment. The killing risked further raising tensions across the Mideast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Many states are taking action against the new surge in COVID-19 cases. Tim Burke has details from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Many states are reimposing restrictions on bars and restaurants due to a surge in coronavirus cases. Beginning Monday, November 30th at 12:01 a.m., restaurants and bars in Nashville will be limited to a maximum of 50% capacity with social distancing. Steve Smith owns a honky-tonk bar in Nashville. He reacts to those restrictions.
There's a lot of people that's not going to be able to survive with these restrictions. And it's getting really bad in Nashville. It's going to be a lot of people that's suffering with losing jobs and everything else. People that are just getting started and it's been open for a few years, I really feel for them in small businesses. This last thing started in bars and restaurants, and bars and restaurants has got picked on the hardest.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
In California, Los Angeles County dropped a new stay-home order that banned most gatherings but stopped short of a full shutdown on retail stores and other non-essential businesses. The three-week safer-at-home order takes effect Monday. The county has set a threshold for issuing the stay-home order, a daily average of 4,500 cases over a five-day period. The five-day average of new cases reported Friday was more than 4,700. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.